Oh, when will you have made it in your eyes?
Ouch!
Why did you squeeze my knee there?
I was reading it. When will you have made it in your eyes?
Made what?
I don't know. I guess I was thinking like looking into my eyes deeply and passionately. Everybody, and welcome to another episode of Marriage Matters. This is a podcast where we talk about marriage matters. Because you know why?
Marriage matters.
That's why we talk about it. Because your marriage matters, your relationship.
It matters.
It matters. If you're watching for the very first time or listening for the very first time, my name is Glenn Coleman, and I'm joined as always by my brilliant, intelligent, beautiful wife.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tanya Coleman.
And how are things going in your world?
Things are going pretty great. Why did you hit? Oh, mosquito.
There was a mosquito. We just had a grocery delivery. And I think some mosquitoes got in.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to hit you. I don't usually hit her like that.
No,
unless
he
there's
does
a mosquito
not.
On her. You know. But.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Good. How are you?
I'm good. Okay. I'm wonderful. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm wonderful. I'm good. All right. So, yeah. So this week, what?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. I thought you had something. This mosquito is going to bother me.
I was like, I know. I'm so distracted.
So if you see me looking off, it's the mosquito. And I'm gonna try to kill it before the podcast is over with. Girl, don't be drinking that on the podcast.
Nothing but a little ginger ale.
Oh, okay. So this week, we decided, since we had so much fun doing the Let's Get Deep
card,
we decided we're going to do a part two. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do this sporadically throughout the podcast. And this is just a tool that to help to get to know each other better, and a chance to help you get to know us better, and as a demonstration of how
to have deeper connection.
Deeper connection, but also not but also you never stop growing in relationships. And I'm gonna go back to the statement my good friend Tim Ross. He said, he's not really my good friend. I just say that. I just want to put a disclaimer.
Speaking to existence,
I just don't want to make people think I'm, you know, whatever, whatever. But
name dropping.
He said something that was so profound. He said that dating gets you to the altar. What you, the person, you know, how did he say it? Let me make sure I say it right. He says, what you know about a person. That's how he said it. He said, what you know about a person. It's what gets you to the altar. But you're saying I do to what you don't know. You're saying I do to what you don't know.
Correct.
And this is why we say for better or for worse, because you don't know in sickness and in health, because you don't know.
Right.
I mean, there's some things that I didn't know about me when I married Tanya. So there's no way she could know them. But that's what we say I do to. We say I do to the stuff we know as well as the stuff that we don't know. But this is a great way to find out the stuff that you don't know. One thing.
And it's fun. That's
it's fun.
Thing.
I will say that one thing that I didn't know about you from last week is about, well, you did tell me about the fight, the story.
Okay.
The fighting the little girl when you got off the bus. But I don't know if you told it to me in that detail. So it was great knowing that about you.
Really? That I got into a fight when I was in middle school?
Yeah, that was good knowing. So. Let's get deep.
Let's go deeper.
If you didn't watch or listen the last time, this game, it has three levels. There's an icebreaker, the deep, and then the deeper. And so you can pull from any of those levels of cards. I told Tanya it's 22 years.
We're just going deeper.
Now, maybe next time we'll do some icebreakers, but I just went to the deep.
I think icebreakers would be fun.
Okay. So, but this, we're going with the deeper. So, you were the last person to look at your phone. That's what the rules are.
Oh, I was.
Well, you can't do that. So, you got to go first.
Okay. I have to go first.
And again, disclaimer, if you don't want to answer the question, you don't have to. You can pass. I'm not going to put you on the spot on the podcast.
Appreciate that, sir. All right. What is one of your current most major concerns, or what are you most worried about at the moment? So, same question, worded differently.
That's easy.
Okay.
My daughter is getting ready to go to college. And I want to make sure that she's prepared mentally, physically, and spiritually, and financially. So that, I guess that's what, you know, one of my biggest, I'm not going to say I'm worried, but I am, and maybe it's not concerned, but I guess it is a concern. It's something that I think about often.
Yeah. Yeah. That would literally be my same response.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't even have to go into detail, but for all of those reasons that you mentioned, and just kind of preparing the way for that and all of the things that happened this year, you know, that need to happen this senior year, just making sure that all of those things happen and that she's able to, you know, enjoy her senior year and be well prepared for college in the fall, wherever she decides to go. But yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
All right. So my turn. Here we go. Do you ever compare do you ever compare our relationship to anyone else's? Whose and why?
Oh, wow. I guess probably, I don't know if it's like any particular couple. It just may be, you know, couples that I see on social media who may do some of what we do, or who, you know, share more about their relationship. I'm sure I do. I just can't tell you like specifically who, because it's not like any couples that we know that I compare our relationship with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say the same. I don't, I guess the word compare is not the word that I would use.
Right.
But there are couples when I see them, I'm like, man, I like, you know, I like their relationship.
Yeah.
Or I admire their relationship.
Right.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to share that. But anyway, there are some couples that, I look at them and I'm like, you know, and there's you know, one person I just thought about just now. I'm not going to say who they are, but they're a person that I often talk to, not to say that their relationship is perfect, but they have gone through what they're further along. Let me say it that way. They're further along the road than we are. They've been married longer. They're older than us. They have kids that are older than ours. And they've done the things that we're doing now with our kids. So sometimes I may text them or call or go to lunch or something and just say, hey, just want to pick your brain, you know, and just talk to you, you know, and you know. So I wouldn't say compare,
right?
But there's definitely couples that I look up to.
Yeah, definitely. And
that I consider a mentor in the realm of marriage. Even we have marriage mentors. You know, I know people are often coming to us, but there has to be for us someone we could go to as well. So every therapist needs a therapist. Every counselor needs a counselor. Every coach needs a coach. Every marriage mentor needs a marriage mentor.
Correct.
So I would say that. And the why is, I guess I said all of that, but I will remind you guys of this, is that when you do go to people for help, or when mm-hmm. you are looking for people who you can look up to, mm-hmm. is there's four qualifiers that we always yes. talk about.
Come on.
You want to seek counsel from people who love you, mm-hmm. love your spouse, love God, mm-hmm. and who are for your marriage.
Absolutely.
And that's why a lot of times, you know, I'm not saying you can't go to family, but mm-hmm. sometimes family will take your side.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you mm-hmm. don't want somebody that's just going to automatically take your side or,
right.
you know, be mad at your spouse for something that they did. And then now you and your spouse are have made up and moved on, but your parents right. are still
they
angry
still have
with
some
your spouse.
Resentment there.
So there's so that's why we always say, you know, I'm not if your parents meet those four criteria, then by all means, I would go to them. But yeah, so. Yeah, that's it. So I'm going to shut up and let you answer the next question. I'm asking the next question.
Just leave it.
Yeah, I am. I was just moving it out the way.
Who would be your celebrity hall pass? Meaning someone you could...
I'm not answering that question. I don't have a celebrity hall pass.
I don't want to answer
that I will say, well, I don't want to answer that question.
I didn't even know what that was. So I kept reading what they had in quotes. And I'm like,
What they had in quotes? Oh. It's deep. It's deep. All right. Next, let's do another
next,
one.
Next, yeah, I get to go again.
What's that one? Hold up. Let me read it. Let me see. Ooh, you don't want to do this one?
No.
Let me ask
no, you. No, you get to do, this is my pass.
Ah, come on, man. The people, inquiring minds
no,
want to know.
No, they don't want to know that.
They may.
How would you describe a perfect kiss?
Okay, how would I describe a perfect kiss?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. A kiss from you.
That's it? Just any old kiss from me?
Hey, I take whatever I can get. Mm-hmm. You heard me? A kiss from you. That's the only qualifier.
Okay. I would say definitely a kiss from you, but maybe when you have grabbed me very close and pulled me close and very passionately. And okay. It very intentional. Not one of those passerbys, hey, babe, how you doing? About to go to work kisses. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The only reason why I give you those about to go to work in the morning
mm-hmm.
is because you morning sleep breath. And then you hadn't brushed your teeth yet.
Right, I know. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't be feeling kissing with morning breath either.
Yeah, okay. Y'all look like I'm playing cards. All right.
Oh my gosh. You bring out the silliest of me. Okay.
Do you believe in second chances? Why or why not?
I do believe in second chances because I believe everyone deserves a second chance. But I guess it depends on the situation and what are we giving a second chance to? Because certain things I probably won't give a second chance. That's what I'm saying now, but I guess I would have to be in the situation.
Okay. I do believe in second chances as well. I think that, I always say I am forgiven, so I must forgive.
Mm-hmm.
But that does not give you the permission. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about you. I hear. And I don't give you the permission just to walk all over me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, yeah, I believe in second chances. Fortunately, I don't think there's ever been something in our relationship like big that we had to just really,
right.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been fortunate. And we've been maybe not blessed. I'm not going to say the word for fortunate. We've chosen
to
always put each other first when mm-hmm. it comes to... You know, I say the big
way we
things,
make
but,
choices but, and decisions yeah. and the way we carry ourselves when we're away from one another with other people, being able to set healthy boundaries and things like that is important. When I think about things that I wouldn't be able to forgive, they're really harsh. And would, you know, be something that would be truly harmful to myself or my kids, then, you know, that might be a tough one.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Or you, if it's, you know, someone from the outside.
Yeah. I always said that infidelity would be like, I don't think I could come back from that.
Mm-hmm.
That was my much younger self.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things for me that kind of changed my mind, I'll never forget this. I was at work and I was listening to one of my favorite preachers, Dan Moeller.
Mm-hmm.
And he has his message. What is that message? I always
love.
It's something. It's love.
Mm-hmm.
He always preaches on love, but it's mm-hmm. just one particular message.
I can't remember the name of it.
Anyway,
if it's, I don't remember.
I can't remember. It's been a while since I listened to it.
No,
it wasn't that. Anyway, he's talking about love, and so he's teaching, and he says, "Man, I'm just gonna say this because mm-hmm. it just keeps coming up." He's like, "If I come home and I find my wife, you know, in a position with another man that she shouldn't be in."
Mm-hmm.
He's like, why in the world would I cry for her? I'm like, he said, why in the world would I cry for me when obviously she's the one that's hurting? And mm-hmm. I was just like, whoa, mm-hmm. I had to stop. I was like, whoa. But I understood what he was saying. He was like, you know, so many times we take the side of the person who has been offended
mm-hmm.
and not the person who committed the offense.
Mm-hmm.
But really that the person that committed the offense is the one is the person who really needs
the one in pain.
Mm-hmm. Is the one who's in pain. And a lot of times I think we and again, I thank God that we've never had to walk
right.
through that.
Right.
So I can't say how or what I would do in that situation mm-hmm. because we haven't been through that situation. But that listening to that really helped me to see how I had to really open my heart and my mind mm-hmm. up in my marriage. Mm-hmm. So I don't know where I was going with that, but that was really impactful.
Yeah.
So I guess we're talking about second chances. So,
yeah.
So, okay. Your turn, right?
It's my turn?
I think so.
Okay. Describe a time when you were being defensive and not open-minded.
This morning? No. defensive and not open-minded. Describe a time. I can't think of it. Can you help me?
When you were being defensive and not open-minded? I mean, you've had moments of passive aggressiveness, not so much anymore.
Yeah, but that's
but
not
that's
the same
not
as
the same as being defensive and not open-minded. And yeah.
To me, that means like, this is how we're going to do this. This is how I see this.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what you're saying. I don't mm-hmm. care what, you know, I don't want to hear your opinion.
I mean, there have been times in the past where you didn't say, I don't want to hear your opinion, but you were kind of like, this is what we're going to do. Like, period, point blank, you know, the end, but.
I got it.
Okay.
The lamp.
Mm-hmm.
Tanya wanted this lamp and I did not like this lamp. And it was one of those, I know I always talk about principles over preferences, but this is one of those I'm like, yeah, I don't want that in my house. And look, she getting hot right now. Look how she fixing her hair.
No, my hair is just doing a thing. Go
so
ahead.
I was being, and.
Tell me why you didn't want the lamp in the house.
I didn't like it. It was like one of those hangover.
Yeah.
It reminded me of something. I don't know. I just didn't like it.
Okay.
And it didn't fit. I don't think it was, I didn't think it fit in what we had going on. I thought it was too big. It was just. But I was defensive and I was not open-minded,
mm-hmm.
but a couple of days later, I went, I said, hey, look, my bad. I apologize. I understand that, you know, you were just trying to make the house look better, blase, blase, this, that, and the third. And
this, that, and the third.
I changed my mind. You didn't get that lamp, but you got another lamp.
Yeah. But I needed the other lamp.
You could have still went. I told you to go get the other lamp.
I was being defensive and not open-minded.
Okay. Yep.
Yep. Because that space, hence this lamp back here, is not enough. I need something else back there. It needs a plant or something.
Well, we had the chair, that other chair back there.
But that still needs something else. I know what I was looking at.
But to me, the other lamp, when we had the chair there with that lamp, it was perfect.
It is better, but there, never mind. I'm not going to get to the whole thing right now. But I knew what I wanted.
Get into the whole thing right now, girl.
Because the other lamp, the shade was white. And the way that it came out, it would have
brought a hole. It wasn't white. It was gold.
The shade? No. The shade was white. The shade was white. Yes. It wasn't gold.
The lamp that... It was the one that was gold. It had the three... things.
That's what I'm saying. The lamp shades were white. I know the stand was gold.
Okay. I don't remember.
But I think you see the picture behind you, it would have pulled out the white in the picture and it would have been showing more blue and white is okay. What I was looking for. And it gave me light in different directions.
Maybe I'll get that for you for Christmas.
No, you will not.
Okay. Never mind. So... You going to answer that question or just...
I'm being defensive and not open-minded right now.
Okay. Touchy subject.
Moving on.
All right. So we did a whole podcast episode about this. It's not about the lamp.
Yeah.
So if you want to go back and look at that, I'll listen to it. But I will admit this lamp is a little small. But like I said, with the chair right there... Or maybe we need to put a plant right there.
I've said that like a thousand times.
I know. Okay.
Question.
Okay. Question.
No.
What?
You had that little boy laugh. No.
Okay.
I'm not answering any of those questions here.
Okay.
I'm not ready.
All right.
Oh, when will you have made it in your eyes? Ouch. Why do you squeeze my knee there?
I was reading it. When you have made it in your eyes. I don't know what I was thinking.
Made what?
I don't know. I guess I was thinking like looking into my eyes deeply and passionately.
My stomach hurts. Okay.
I guess I was still closed mind and defensive. Okay.
Oh my gosh, my stomach hurts. Oh, right. I promise you this is only ginger ale in this glass. Okay. When would you have... When would today?
When will you have made it in your eyes?
When I have some goals, some career goals, some dreams, some aspirations, some financial goals. I think when those things are happening consistently, mm-hmm. And the process, the procedure, the just all of it's just flowing, then I think I'm like, okay, this is because this whole process of creating, then this is my mind, my thinking of creating and designing the life that you want to live. That is so embedded in me. And when that has manifested fully, you gonna know.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
So whenever I am whenever my purpose, my gift, when I'm living from that mm-hmm. and not having to worry about when the bulk of my income, the majority mm-hmm. of my income comes from that and not yeah. having to go worry about working.
Creating the life you job. Want to yeah. live.
But that's what it is for me.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You always
How have, many more questions?
You always have made it in your eyes. Okay. Let's do a few more. What?
You are silly. Do you judge others by higher or lower standards than you judge yourself by?
I judge myself by way higher standards mm-hmm. than I judge everybody. Mm-hmm. It's I have to really work at giving myself grace mm-hmm. and being patient with myself, because I think I'm way more graceful and patient with others mm-hmm. Than I am with myself. I think a lot of people can speak.
Yeah, for sure.
Can agree with that.
For sure. Yeah, I definitely the same. I give people more grace than what I give to myself. Now, I haven't always done that. I have, and not like outwardly, but just expecting people. And it was mostly people really close to me to do better, to live better than what they were doing. And I think it just had a lot to do the way that they were, the choices they made and the way that they impacted my life. I don't know if that would be judgmental or what have you, but yeah.
Okay.
All right, mm-hmm. sir.
All right, here we go. What is something your partner does that makes you feel loved?
Oh, wow. When you, like today's your off Friday, you did the laundry and you do our laundry, you know, two or three times out of the week. We've also taken back Bailey's laundry. And so you do it more than me, but sometimes I do it too. Cleaning the floors, and all that is great. I do know that I appreciate that. And I feel love that you do that. And that kind of takes that off of my plate. But the thing that you do that makes me feel loved the most is when you fill up my car, when you put gas in my car. It's like I feel, and you open my door to the car or wherever, any door, I feel loved.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
You said you're not answering those questions, though. You didn't, we're not talking, we're not doing those things on this.
No, you have to answer that. Oh, Lord.
I'm just joking.
You're answering the question. I'm not.
I'm joking. When the way you think about me, I there are times when you do things like when you bring me coffee mm-hmm. in the morning, when you fix your cup of coffee, you fix me a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. The thoughtfulness. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That's all I do is fix you a cup of coffee?
No. All the thoughtfulness. Like bringing something home for me to eat.
I get it. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay. Your turn.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn. Let's do one more round and then we'll stop. Yeah. I asked the
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Have you ever done drugs? Which ones?
That question don't even count, because I think the only drug I do is Tanya Coleman.
Okay.
You my drug.
Okay. Okay. What is a moment you get nostalgic about and why?
A moment that I get nostalgic about.
Mm-hmm. You have to go and tell your stories about way back when.
The moment I get nostalgic, I mean, my whole life, I could just pick a. Moment I get nostalgic about. Getting married. I mean,
okay.
You say why? Okay, yeah, why? Mm-hmm. Why? Because I mean, it was the beginning of what we have now. I mean, mm-hmm. I remember it was a great day. It rained. Mm-hmm. Man, it flooded. Mm-hmm. And then I remember I thought I wasn't supposed to see you, mm-hmm. but then they made me go stand up at the front by the altar, and they told me to turn around, and I thought they were moving you from one place to another. And then they said, turn around, and you were there. And I was like, oh no. But it was like, no, she wanted you.
Right. That was planned.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess our wedding day.
Okay.
That was great. The weekend getaways we used to do. Mm-hmm. I remember, and we used to, this is a, I don't know if I've ever told this story on the podcast, but this was a time in our life where there was a struggle. Amen. Praise the Lord. We were, but I remember we wanted to go. I just felt we needed to go to Leroy Thompson's church in Darrow, mm-hmm. Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And somebody gave us, I think it was $30.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, maybe it was $50. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was $50. And I was like, we going to Baton Rouge. So we found a hotel for like $30. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget this. At the time, I had the Zuzu Rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
And it at the time.
I think I was pregnant.
You were pregnant with Bethany.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, it took $10 to fill that.
That's amazing. That within itself is amazing.
And I took that $10. I took $10 and I put it in the ashtray. And mm-hmm. I said, whatever we do, we can't spend this because mm-hmm. this will get us home. But and Leroy Thompson called us out and spoke a word over us.
He did.
That was a great weekend.
Ooh, that was a great weekend. So that was a rich weekend.
Yeah, we went. I guess it had to be overnight.
It was just overnight. I think we drove down that Saturday. We went to church Sunday, and we came back home on Sunday evening.
Yeah, $50, yeah. I think it was. Yeah. So anyway,
we ate and everything. I was not a starving pregnant woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, a moment that I get nostalgic about. There are moments when, like the holidays and I'm cooking and if I can get the kids in the kitchen with me, you know, teaching them how to cut collard greens and, you know, teaching them recipes, even though now, like we kind of change them up a little bit to try to make them a bit more healthier, but having those moments with them, feels nostalgic because it always brings out a story about, you know, my aunts who taught me how to cook certain things and, you know, things of that nature. It's like most of my nostalgic memories are, they're centered around food, but it's really the feeling in the moment that they, you know, come back whenever we eat crabs. You know, I remember sitting in my uncle's yard, you know, we would do crabs and fry fish and shrimp almost every single Friday. And sitting in the yard and being really small, and they would watch me peel those blue crabs, break them open by myself. No one helped me, you know, and it was a whole thing. And so when we have those kind of moments as a family, that feels nostalgic to me because those are memories that happy memories that I have from my childhood that I can pass on to our kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Last question.
Let's do it.
I may as well ask that one because that don't even apply. Because I know the answer to it. Oh, I think no. I know the answer to it.
No. Yes, you know the answer to it. The answer is no.
Okay. Well, you just kind of talked about that. I'm not going to do that one either. What does respect mean to you? R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Respect. Respect is, means honor to me. Honoring, you know, honor for us, honoring our relationship, you know, whether you are in my presence or not, you know, respect means that, you know, and for like outside people, like you may not like me, but you have a respect for me. You know what I mean? That you, there's something that causes you to have an appreciation for, or to acknowledge, or to that, oh, and I, you know, hey, this has happened before. Oh, y'all, there go Miss Coleman, or there's Miss Tanya. Let's not, you know, we're not, and I'm talking about adults, and you know, they curtail what they're doing or saying because I'm in the room now, you know, mm-hmm. or I'm in the vicinity. And not that I require that at all, but that's just an example of when people show respect. For me, it's just like, okay, there's some form of value for my thoughts or my opinions or my feelings even, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with that. I would say valuing and making decisions, whether that's about what you say or what you do, mm-hmm. where you hold how it affects me, mm-hmm. how I think about it in high regard.
Yes. Yes. I like that.
That's what I would say respect is for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. That was
fun. That was a good little session. Good little session.
Yeah,
so
that was fun.
Again, the game is Let's Get Deep. Mm-hmm. Go and pick it up. We found this at Target.
Yep, Target.
And it's really great. Let's get deep question for couples. So go check that out. And we'll be doing more of these as from time to time. More of these. I like
these. Fun.
Yep, absolutely. And that's all we got for you. Thank you again for sharing, for commenting.
Yes.
For subscribing, all of the things. Remember, if you're watching this, you can listen to it on Apple Podcasts and Google Play and Anchor and Spotify. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to this, you can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube. And just search Marriage Matters 0526 on any of those platforms and you can find us.
Yes, Marriage Matters 0526. There's a lot of marriage matters out there, but we are the 0526.
Yep. All right, so that's all we got for you this week. This is Glenn and Tanya Coleman reminding you that
your marriage matters.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.